Hey guys, it's Anya and welcome back to The Teen Activist. So this week's podcast is about the situation with anti-vaxxers and vaccines in America. So this whole debate started around in the 1990s when a doctor put out a false claim into the public that vaccines cause autism. And of course people started to panic. But in reality, it doesn't cause autism at all. In fact, the only side effects of vaccines are documented by the FDA, and people are told these side effects every single time before they get a vaccine, and they include swelling, some redness, fever may also occur, but autism is not one of those things. Now, when I first came upon the debate, it was in middle school, actually. I was doing a project for my living environment class, and the topic was, of course, vaccines. Our teacher had put us on the side of whether or not if vaccines should be allowed or not, and my side was no, vaccines should not be allowed. So, of course, naturally, this was a really hard topic for me to grasp and understand because, you know, why would anyone think that vaccines shouldn't be banned? But the more I looked into the topic, the more I looked into people's stories, was the reason why I saw that the anti-vax community on social media is so popular, because of the stories that people are putting out there. One of them was a woman, I believe she was from Wisconsin. Her baby was only a few days old, and the baby died because of the number of vaccines the child got. And I thought, okay, maybe this is just a one-time thing. But I kept seeing more and more stories that had the same effect. And looking at research, you know, when vaccines first came out, by the time a child was 6 years old, they only had around maybe one or two vaccines. That was because vaccines were just coming out. But nowadays, around the age of six, we might have 24 or more vaccines. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And most of those vaccines children get right after birth. I believe it's almost like 10 vaccines you'll get just as a newborn. And that might be scary for some parents, and I understand that, especially with all of the stories that are now out on social media talking about how their child died or got especially ill from what they supposedly think are the vaccines. Now, let me just review what a vaccine is. A vaccine is a weakened or dead form of the virus, bacteria, whatever. So, when you talk about your child getting sick of a vaccine, now, a small fever, that's normal. That's a common side effect recorded by the FDA. But autism, caused by a weakened or dead strain of bacteria, that does not logically make sense. Also, the side effects that other parents have reported, that is not possible, simply being caused by a weakened form of chickenpox or by the MR vaccine, something like that. But that's not technically possible. Now, there are other reasons why those babies might have died or gotten sick, not necessarily straight from the vaccine, but from hospital acquired illnesses, or, you know, just something genetic or something that could have been prevented in the hospital or birthing center or home but wasn't. But it's proven that it's not because of the vaccine. Now, story behind vaccines causing autism, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, it was caused by a doctor, a scientist, who put out the false claim that autism is caused by vaccines, which is false. You know, the guy, he later had his license removed. All his data was proved false. All his recordings were proved false. You know, everything was proved false. But today, there's still parents who believe that vaccines cause autism. Now, let me bring it into 2019. There has been multiple cases of the effects of people not vaccinating their children in America. For example, we are now on the brink of a measles epidemic in America, which, mind you, measles has been eradicated for, I believe, over a decade or more. So the fact that we're not having an epidemic, all because parents are choosing not to vaccinate their children, is beyond me. Also, an American boy, he went on vacation somewhere in South America or I believe the Caribbean it was, with his parents. He was about 5, 6 years old. He was unvaccinated, and that child brought measles over to that country. And now that country is currently dealing with a rising epidemic as well, all because that child was, one, not vaccinated, and two, because he brought it into that new country because his parents did not vaccinate him. Now, I believe it was Texas or some southern state that was going to put into effect that children were going to be able to be vaccinated without their parents' consent. The reason why they are thinking of this is because of the fact that you're putting an individual life at risk. You know, like, a child is their own person. Whether that they're at the age of 18 or not, they deserve, you know, the healthiest life possible. And that starts with them getting a vaccine. And lawmakers say, hey, we don't need your consent anymore. We're going to vaccinate your children anyways without you having to write down your signature and say yes. You know, and also New York City is looking into making it a thing where, you know, it's already a thing where your children can't come to school without being vaccinated. But now it's going to be set in stone. More restrictions get the parents who won't vaccinate their children. Because not only are you putting your child's life at risk, but you're also putting all those other kids in a building full of 600, 1,000 kids at risk for getting whatever disease it is that your child has because they're unvaccinated. And, you know, I saw this Instagram post the other day. A woman was asking, hey, how do I stop my child from getting this, that, and the third? And the internet just blew up on her. Like, as funny as it was sad that this lady really asked Facebook, whatever form of social media she was using, for information of how to protect her son without using vaccines. There is no way to protect your son without using vaccines, especially since a lot of the viruses that we talk about are airborne. You can't really stop that from you getting in contact with that virus. You might think, oh, just wear a face mask over the mouth and nose. It gets into your eyes, it gets into your body. Oh, just wash my hands. Hand washing can't solve everything. Although it reduces the risk, you can still get infected, and then it spreads to other people, especially in densely populated areas, which is why now we're on the brink of a measles outbreak. There was also a Twitter post by another man. He had said the Black Death went away without any vaccines. I don't know if he was trying to sound smart or clever, but someone thankfully reminded him that although that went away without vaccines, 1/3 of the world's population died because of that virus. And we shouldn't have to fear an epidemic because people are being so stubborn. We shouldn't have to force people to be vaccinated. And it's ridiculous. You know, and I feel like it's a really selfish thing for parents to do. Not just for the terms of their child, but also for the terms of their community. It's one thing to put your child at risk and, you know, have them suffer because you don't want to get them vaccinated. But it's another thing to put a whole community at risk. Everyone else's children is not your children. Everyone else's body is not your body or your child's body. And the fact that not only are you not vaccinating your child, but you're also exposing your infected child to every other person, especially those who are at higher risk, such as babies, pregnant women, and elderly peoples, that's really selfish and life-endangering. There was one story about these parents here in America who refused to vaccinate their child. Their child got incredibly sick with a disease that was eradicated years ago. He ended up being in the hospital for 8 weeks in the intensive care and another 6 weeks in recovery. And, you know, they just took that almost $900,000 bill, the parents. Like, they didn't even care. You know, but that whole bill probably not only hurt their pocket, but it probably also hurt their child, because their child had suffered out of the selfishness of their own parents. And that all could have been prevented if that child was just vaccinated in the first place. So, anti-vaxxers, if you're listening to this right now, or if you know someone who is an anti-vaxxer, please stop this whole thing where you're not vaccinating your children. Because not only are you putting their lives at risk, you're putting everyone else at risk. And especially if you're an American that doesn't want to vaccinate your child, but you like to travel, leave your kid at home, please. Because your unvaccinated child should not be bringing a disease to another country and infecting the people there, all because of the fact that you don't want to vaccinate your child. You know, and for those of you who are tricking parents into not vaccinating your children, that is the most evil thing you could possibly do. They're already fearful and scared of the future and trying to protect their child. And the fact that you are just brainwashing them into thinking that vaccination is wrong, how dare you think you're doing something right? How dare you put out fake news and fake information about vaccines on the internet, on social media, and think you're helping them, and really all you're doing is damaging our entire country? Because at the end of the day, it's not you that are getting hurt. It's not you that's getting sick and put in the ICU for 8 weeks and getting an almost $900,000 bill. It's those parents, it's the family, and it's the child that is ultimately affected. And I honestly don't know how you wouldn't want to vaccinate your child. In school, we all learned the amount of death and pain caused by vaccinations, polio, smallpox, chickenpox, rubella, measles. We all have heard the devastation of those viruses and not having a vaccine, and the amount of destruction that still goes on in other countries because they haven't released a widespread, you know, currency of that vaccine. And yet here you are, one of the most privileged countries in the world, and you won't take the opportunity to vaccinate your own child. And children should not have to wait until they are a legal adult to take care of themselves and vaccinate themselves. Because that is your job as their parent. Then it's your job to make sure they're healthy from the start. Now, I'm sorry for all those other parents that have lost a child due to what they think was the vaccine. But in reality, I'm telling you now, it was not the vaccine. There are so many other reasons why your child could have died, and I'm telling you, vaccinations probably wasn't one of them. And I'm also telling those parents who think their child has autism because of a vaccine that you are also mistaken. I don't know if you're just being stubborn or not trying to look into it more, but if vaccines caused autism, I'm pretty sure the entire American population would have autism at this point, if you really think about it, because practically everyone has been vaccinated at some point in their life. Except for your child, because you're being so stubborn.